Good morning, Audio Boo. It's Friday, and you find me in Fleet this morning. Haven't been to Fleet for a while, but have come up here this morning for a meeting, and I'm now just waiting for my train to take me back to the office, back down in Winchester. Thought I'd drop a quick Audio Boo into my Twitter stream and onto my Postress. Something that's been kind of mulling around in the back of my head for a while, about work and social media in general, and I think probably what it is I'm due a holiday. We've got one booked, but not until beginning of October, purely because there's just too many work commitments that are getting in the way, and what's prompted this is kind of just not having the time to do stuff, stuff outside of work, or it gets taken up doing things like just basically trying to catch up on Twitter and things like that. And you know, how important are all these things in the grand scheme? As you'll know, if you follow my Twitter stream or look at my Postress blogs, we've not all that long ago, in fact probably only about 12-15 weeks ago, we got a new puppy, and obviously new puppy is taking up a lot of time, and it's great, it's really nice. It's just means that, you know, that's another thing, and it's one of the better things, to be perfectly honest. And something else has to give. You know, over the last sort of few years, work-wise, I've been promoted a couple of times, and you know, with each promotion, as you'd expect, comes more responsibility, more work, obviously. And you know, again, less time to do some of those other things. And I think, you know, there's a few things mulling around in my head, let's put it this way. There's kind of I need to get away and just shut off from everything for a while. So, you know, no internet, no emails, probably no Twitter, probably no Audio Boo, or at least on my terms. And we've booked our holiday back where we went in March, where I know that unless you climb to the top of a nearby hillside, you can't get a mobile phone signal. So you can't get, you know, your mobile phone won't work, your 3G dongle or MiFi won't work. So effectively you've got, well, you know, whatever you take with you or whatever's there, and you have very little access to the outside world, which is great, you know. I think last time we went, I did do quite a few audio boos, and I just saved them for when we, you know, were able to get them out and upload them if we were out for a day, and it worked fairly well, you know. Less stress, certainly less worrying about what was going on in the Twitter sphere and things like that, and I think that's probably what I need. I just need a break. Certainly thinking about work, it's kind of like, well, I'm not sure I really want to do this anymore. Government seems to want to screw over the public sector where I work. I don't think the private sector is any better off necessarily, but I'm just going to pause this because there is a train coming. Sorry, I thought it was better to pause that because you wouldn't have been able to hear a word, you'd have just got the fast train going through the station, on the way to Exeter by the look of it, according to the plate on the front. Anyway, yeah, you know, it's just really, really angry and frustrated with the way the government just seems to be putting all the blame for everything on the public sector, and determined to kind of drive it into the ground. And I don't think they've really got a clear idea of what it is they want to do. I think everything is happening fast because they want to just get rid of everything that they disagreed with from previous administrations. Whether it was a good idea or not. Oh, another train coming. In fact, I think what I'll do this time is just leave the mic going and you can get the full ambience of my current location. There you go. That one wasn't going quite so fast, but it was a bit closer. Yeah, I'm just in a hurry to get rid of everything that was Labour or New Labour or whatever it was, and not really thinking through the consequences of decisions. You know, we've seen public sector funding cut, which means public sector are spending less in the private sector, so it's hit the private sector anyway. So all the talk of, oh, the private sector will, you know, grow and, you know, there'll be jobs for everyone is just complete bollocks, I'm afraid. Sorry, you know, David Cameron shouldn't be let out alone. He's proved that time and time again, you know, the comments about the Second World War and us being a minor partner, comments yesterday about Iran having a nuclear bomb. I mean, the man's an idiot, and why is he running this country? But it just means that I just kind of don't want to do it anymore. So what I want is to win the lottery, and then I can go and set up my nice big private estate somewhere and, you know, fuck everybody else. And I don't mean it in that sense, but, you know, if I don't want to be involved with you, I don't have to be. And that's probably not directed. No, it's not directed at anybody who listens to this. And if you've been listening to it at this point, congratulations, because it is complete rant again, and I do apologise. But, you know, at the end of the day, we need money to survive. You know, we need money to pay the mortgage. We need money to pay for food. Another train coming through. Hang on a sec. Quite a busy line, this one, and not a lot of them are stopping. I've got another 20 minutes or so before my train turns up. But, yeah, you know, I think I need a holiday. That's probably what it sums up. And I've got 2 more months to get through, August and September, before that holiday arrives. It's going to be a hard 2 months. I hope wherever you are today, you're having a much better day than... I'm having a good day. I'm just fed up. But you're having a good day, and you're going to have a good weekend. I'm off on a photography course tomorrow with my dad. Something that he wanted to do, and he said, would I come and keep him company? So I was busy last night sorting out digital camera batteries and lenses and laptops and checking my MiFi's charged and all of that. But quite looking forward to that, spending some time with my dad. He's a really keen amateur photographer. I just kind of dabble, but I'm hoping I'm going to learn a few things. And that will probably take up most of tomorrow, and then Sunday will be catching up on all the chores around the house, I think. But as I say, I hope wherever you are, you're having a good day. You've got a good weekend planned, and I'll catch you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.